Welcome back to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. Today we have an amazing show for you. We have Serena P coming on here from Paradise. Her relationship with Joe is a big topic of conversation today because we're going to get into hot takes right now. You ready for this, Mike?
I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready to talk to Serena and get into it. Let's do it.
Absolutely. So I actually want to compare and contrast. I mean, there's some similarities in the sense that there's two kind of love triangles going on right now, that one is going very smoothly and the other one just went all the way sideways. Yeah, exactly. The trios that we're talking about are Joe, Serena, and Kendall, right? And then the other trio is Ivan, Chelsea, and Aaron. As we saw last week, the lips were quivering. They were in each other's faces. They were just fighting over Chelsea, and there was absolutely no communication. You know, it's Ivan pretty much straight up lied.
Side hot take: were they fighting over Chelsea, or were they just fighting trying to stay on the show?
That's a great question. Might have been the latter. Not gonna lie, but they got in each other's faces. Ivan ended up being caught in a lie, not only with Chelsea, saying basically that she pulled him when in fact it was him, he that pulled her, right? So, and he basically was telling the whole group that. So it was a bold-faced lie. He got caught, and then that whole situation where they were in quarantine, he got caught with Alexa behind the scenes. Then he got essentially kicked off the show. Oh, so that just went all the way awry. But I want to compare and contrast it, and just this goes to show you that once you lie, like, everything's going to come back to you. The truth is eventually going to come out, especially in that type of scenario. You know what I mean? And then comparing it to a love triangle that went so smoothly, where communication is at an all-time high, right? Like, I give all three of them an amazing amount of credit, Serena, Kendall, and Joe. It's a sticky situation. Kendall comes on. Joe and Serena are already in a relationship. I thought Kendall did a great job of letting that happen naturally, right? Joe basically told Serena that he was going to be talking to Kendall, like straight up. Hey, listen, I'm going to have talks with her. We're going to have to hash this out. We have a history together. Serena was very respectful, right? Staying back in the cut, letting that work itself out. And I think she played it perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think everybody did. Joe did it the best he could do. Serena did the same. And Kendall acted accordingly as well. What are your thoughts on those two scenarios?
Their positions, they played the part effortlessly and perfectly, right? It's hard to be in Kendall's position. It's hard to be in Joe's position. It's hard to be in Serena's position. But they all did a phenomenal job of it. And look what will continue to happen, right? My mom always told me, I'm sure your mother told you, and all of our listeners, how do we say it? The truth will set you free.
Amen.
It's not a hard thing to do. It might be tough in the sense of hurting someone's feelings, like Joe did with Kendall, right? But what's more important, and I think people forget this about the truth, is that when you tell the truth, you gain respect, right, from that person. Yeah. That's what's the most important thing is. You don't want someone talking crap behind your back because you lied to them. You want someone to say, oh, he don't like me no more. He got with that girl, but at least he told me, right? At the end of the day, they can say whatever they want negative about you, but they said, I have respect for him because he told me the truth. Or I have respect for her because she told me the truth. It ain't that hard to do, fellas, ladies.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I mean, obviously, Paradise, you're put in a bubble. Like, this is all you're thinking about. This is all you're doing. Like, you're trying to hash out these relationships. So it's extra tough. It's not like the real world,
No, it's not
right?
like the real world. And people, like,
you usually don't have your ex come on when you're dating somebody else. It's very odd.
I cannot do that. I wouldn't do that. I won't do that. I don't care if somebody put a bag in front of my face. I'm not going to go on a show with the ex that I was in love with. That's not something I would do. Maybe because I've only been in love once, and you know, the first love hurts the most or stings the most, I guess you say, but I wouldn't do that. But for the other love triangle, Chelsea, Aaron, and Ivan, was it lies because they cared about Chelsea, or was it lies and or deceit? I know somebody will DM me talking about, I wasn't lying. Was it deceit because they wanted to stay on the show longer? Which in and of itself causes a whole nother issue. It's like, just be honest about the situation. I love Demi Burnett, because she is so honest about who she is in and out. You love her or hate her, it don't matter, right? She's going to tell you what it is from the beginning. And so...
So what do you think as far as, you know, I mean, the route that Aaron was taking with Chelsea versus the route that Ivan was taking? Basically, he got like came in through the back door. They didn't really talk about him and Aaron didn't really talk that he was going to step up and go to Chelsea. In fact, he actually told him the opposite.
He told him that
he wasn't going to Rose Chase. He was just basically waiting for somebody new to come in. And that was like his only opportunity. And then he goes out and basically straight up lies about it and says that Chelsea pulled him when in fact,
you know what I wish?
It was he that pulled Chelsea.
Would have just shut the whole thing down. Honestly, I wish Chelsea would have been like,
how so?
Aaron, Ivan, I don't want neither of y'all. That's what I wish would have happened. That would have been epic to see.
So do you think, so you mentioned that they might just be doing this just to get to the next round or, you know, get a rose. Like, do you think that Aaron was justified in his feelings? And do you think that he actually had feelings for Chelsea?
I mean, I'm not his heart, so I can't say if he truly had feelings for Chelsea. Word around town, I'll say it like that. Word on the street.
Uh-oh, you dropping tea
right
now?
Word on the street is that when Aaron came on, none of us know his real intentions, right? I will say, though, that Ivan was wrong, and I love Ivan as a human being, but Ivan was definitely wrong for literally bold-faced lying to Aaron. Yeah. That's why I want Ivan on the pod, man. Like, defend yourself, bro. Cause like, you bold faced lie. It's just flat out. And you know what's even like? Let's say you were single, Brian. You know, and we're both going after someone. You still gonna be my boy if you tell me straight up. Look, I'm gonna go holler at her. Yeah. I know you was trying to holler at her, but if we're in that situation, obviously, hell, I don't care if we're not in that situation. Clay Harbor and I both have been at the club trying to. Like, get the same woman.
Getting attacked. Yes,
literally. And Clay and I still have love for each other. It's just, when you're honest about the situation, you still can be boys with that person. But when you just lie about it, if Clay told me when we were at this club in Chicago, hey, I don't want to talk to that girl whatsoever, then I come from the restroom, he's already over there macking with her, that's different, right? And that's what Ivan and Aaron did. So I don't know why they couldn't just be honest about the situation.
Yeah, I think Ivan would have been way better
and
off.
Then also, it goes to show that, you know, we already know that bachelor couples don't be lasting the longest, right? If you make it out, you are a diamond in the rough. You and Rachel, diamond in the rough, right? We got a lot of diamonds in the rough, but...
I mean, real life begins at that point, right?
A part of real life is someone going to ask a question. How did you really feel about me? And you know, women don't forget nothing, right? So therefore, if Aaron...
Like, remember that time in 2007 when you...
Exactly. If Aaron and or Ivan were to get with Chelsea... She may bring it up. And if their words don't match what they said on Paradise, it may end the relationship. And this is why you be honest from the beginning. Because you're not going to remember your lie. Like, just be honest.
Yeah. That's what happened. He got caught up. And then he mentioned it on the show that he was going through a spiral at that point. And he ended up in Alexa's room. He saw her room number on a producer's screen on their phone and just went over there. And I don't know what he was thinking, but he definitely wasn't thinking about Chelsea at that point. That's for sure.
I wish. I know this is an audio podcast, but my face when you said that, I will say, I'm trying to be positive. Ivan is definitely bold. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh no, definitely a bold move.
He's just going for all of it. How many women did Ivan hit on while in Paradise? Four or five?
Well, it was definitely
Jasenia.
Was it four or five? Jasenia.
Kendall. Chelsea, Alexa, that's four right there.
He was busy.
Doing his thing. He's trying to find love. If the man was here, he'd be like, look, what's the point of Paradise? Find love, right?
Right. I mean, he pulled a desperate move. Obviously, it seemed like he was going to go home because after that whole incident with Aaron and him getting caught in the lie with Chelsea, like he was probably not going to get her rose, right? And she ended up giving it to Aaron anyway. But... you know, he pulled a bold move because he was going to go home and then Alexa was going to show up on the beach. And supposedly that's who he wanted to see come on the beach and meet.
Why do you think it's like people do that, right? Why do you think people do that? Is it to get airtime that much or is it because they really wanted this person? Like, what do you think is it? Because we don't have him here. Like, is it fame they're after? I honestly don't know. And I asked the question because I remember when I was on Paradise, I literally said to Sydney and Taco, I said, what if I go home today? And I was dead serious, right? It's not about that extra stuff, the followership, none of that stuff. To me, it's about, yo, one thing I won't do is lead a woman on.
Yeah.
Period. Because I would never want no one to do it to my mom, my sister, my grandma, right? And so I just wonder what goes through one's head. Because you're leading someone on.
I mean, I just feel this is a big lesson in communication, right? First of all, you need to be vulnerable enough to want to do that, right? To want to communicate your feelings.
I'm going to say something right quick before we have Serena on right quick. I remember when I was on Paradise last season, Blake was like the talk of the town, right? Because of Stagecoach. I can say, while on Paradise, because I didn't even know Blake prior, obviously didn't know what Stagecoach was. I feel like I'm so oblivious to this world. But while Blake was on Paradise, he was getting a friendship rose, and it was known as a friendship rose. Like, that was communicated very well, right? It was not...
So basically waiting for somebody that you're interested to come on, and then you could split up. But we'll keep each other around in the meantime.
Which isn't hurting anyone's emotions, right? As long as
they're honest.
Yeah, Stagecoach, the young man, different story. That's a different episode, right?
Yeah, he put himself in that situation. Let's just say that. Definitely did.
He's grown from it. But I'm ready to see Chelsea, see what she does here after the show. But in the meantime, in between time, let's talk to Serena, man.
Let's do it. Let's bring her on. We're coming live from the closet, Rachel's closet today, Serena. So
Nice.
The same day as...
forgive the background.
I was wondering about that. I won't lie.
She's doing a press junket right now. So
you got
She gets dibs on the podcast space.
Gotcha. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's good.
So how have you been?
I've been good. I'm nervous to be back here. I feel like it's been a hot minute since I've done one of these things.
Nah, you'll be fine.
No.
You did amazing on Paradise this season.
Thank you.
Fun to watch you. I've never seen you before Matt's season, but your maturity has shined throughout. And so I just want to give you a kudos and a round of applause, everyone.
Oh, thank you.
How's it been since Paradise?
It's been good. I mean, it's just not a normal experience whatsoever to film a show and then have all these secrets and then watch yourself back and, you know.
So wait, secrets, any that you could divulge? I mean, how's Joe doing?
Can we
get an update?
Great try, but my lips are sealed. You're going to have to tune in just like everybody else.
There you go. Brian, she raised her hand up. You know, she put her hand on her chin. I was like,
let
me
see. Is that like a physical cue?
I was like, let me see what's on her hand right there.
We're getting serious. We got no rings on right now.
Things are getting serious. Well, I want to start with, you are known as the woman who dumped The Bachelor, right? You went on Matt James' season, you dumped Matt James. Why did you go on The Bachelor in the first place?
So I applied for The Bachelor never thinking I was going to get on it, if I'm being honest. My mom and my sister were really encouraging. I'd just gotten out of a relationship a few months earlier, and I remember seeing them announce Matt, and I was like, I think I would actually hit it off with this guy. I think we would get along. I could see there potentially being something there. And my mom and my sister kind of latched onto that and were like, apply. So I remember filling out a form on a whim and then hearing back, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And it just, you know, it worked for my life at the time. I was able to do it. I thought it might work out with Matt and I, and I'm a very experiential person. I love new experiences. So to be able to have this like really unique opportunity that nothing ever is going to compare to that, and then potentially find love out of that, I mean, it was just too hard to pass up.
What was the reason that you had dumped Matt? I know it wasn't because you felt like you would fall in love, but was there something that tangible?
You know what? I think it just was one of those things that there's a lot of amazing people in the world, and Matt is one of them. I truly think he's a great guy and we had a great connection, but you're not going to fall in love with every amazing guy. And it just wasn't there for me. And it has nothing to do with Matt or anything that he did or anything that was wrong with him. I'm grateful for our relationship. I learned a lot about myself, what I'm looking for. I think he's a great guy. It just wasn't the one.
Yes.
So answer me this. Let's compare and contrast both
relationships.
Don't do it. Right? Oh, your relationship with Matt. your relationship with Matt and your relationship with Joe. Obviously, the relationship with Joe, as we've seen so far, is going great. What's the difference there? Like, what does Joe, like, what spark does Joe bring that Matt didn't? Or maybe you can explain it better.
He actually had a night one. Matt didn't have that.
That's true, yeah.
True.
You know what? With, it's hard to really know, because my relationship with Matt and my relationship with Joe, a lot of the differences that I think really helped my relationship with Joe, and don't get me wrong, like, him as a person, we just had this, like, great initial spark, like, easy chemistry, like, all of that. But the structure of being able to spend all of this time with Joe and knowing he was only dating me, and if he was dating someone else, you know, I had the choice to go date someone else. That freedom and that choice to, like, choose to date each other every single day, that exclusivity, it really helped me grow in the relationship. And it really, as someone who struggles opening up, struggles with vulnerability, it gave me the security and the time to really be able to do so.
Makes complete sense, because on Paradise, you were with that person 18 hours a day, every day.
Oh yeah, like breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, afternoon drinks, you can do it all if you want to. So having that unlimited time is so helpful.
Yeah, and I mean, Joe proclaimed multiple times that you guys were the strongest couple in Paradise.
Yeah,
I mean, he kept saying it, so.
He's been saying that a lot.
Right? Something was going right. Something was going right.
Yeah, those afternoon mimosas were really building that relationship.
Those mimosas are good in Paradise.
They are good.
When you went on, was there anyone in particular that you were interested in?
Honestly, and I know this sounds like a cop-out answer, but not really. And that's not because there was definitely people, like, I knew there was going to be certain guys from Tayshia's season there. Just, I mean, I assumed, you know, that we would see a lot of those guys. But I was trapped in Canada, so I hadn't, like, met anyone. I was kind of, like, out of the circles of people that were meeting and talking and all of that. So I heard, like, rumors here and there, but I didn't really know. And, like, I'm really someone that needs to meet someone and feel that chemistry. Like, that's where that spark and attraction comes for me in a relationship. So I really wanted to embrace the experience wholeheartedly and do everything in my power to go in with an open mind. And, I mean, I talked to multiple guys the first day. And, yeah, like, I've been with someone I was maybe curious about that we had that conversation. Joe was someone I didn't even know was going to be there. And we kind of had that initial spark. So I think that's kind of the beauty of going in with an open mind, is you can really vibe it out with each person that you meet and actually give them a fair shot.
So what were your initial thoughts of Joe, like, prior to coming on the show? And then did he surprise you in any way when you first started talking to him and getting to know him?
Yeah. So, I mean, I knew who grocery store Joe was. I mean,
who doesn't,
listened,
right?
To, like, a few episodes of Clickbait here and there. And I'd watch, like, a bit of his season of Paradise. But we'd never met. We'd never interacted. I didn't know he was going to be there. So walking down first day and seeing him, I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is someone I've never met before. I've never spoken to. I think he's a really good looking guy. And, you know, I'm interested in talking to him. And that first conversation, I mean, he was kind of a mess.
he said it himself. He calls himself awkward.
Yeah, he was like, what?
I think it's endearing. I think it's endearing.
I really did too. I really thought it was endearing, because I was like, despite this environment where you almost feel pressured to, like, have this perfect persona of, like, doing the right thing and saying the right thing and looking great, and he's sitting there and he's just acknowledging his awkwardness and he's sweating and he's, you know, being open with me that he's having a tough time and going through real difficult things emotionally, I was just like, wow, like, I really felt in that first conversation, like, I truly got butterflies with him. And I did find super endearing that he was just so genuine and totally himself right out of the gate.
I love that. You could tell.
So you guys hit it off. Everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, in walks Kendall. Kendall walks in onto the beach and basically throws a wrench in your plans. Like, what were your initial thoughts when Kendall came onto the beach?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath for that one.
Deep breath for that one. So Joe and I were lucky enough to have time before she arrived to kind of build a foundation for our relationship. And in that time, we were able to discuss our past relationships and what we had been through. So we had had conversations about, you know, his most serious relationship was Kendall, and they met on the show, and he was struggling with being back there. So there were conversations surrounding that, and those led to conversations about, okay, well, you know, she's single, she's part of this world. Hypothetically, what if she comes down here? What is that going to look like for us? So it definitely helped because I had that reassurance going into that situation that he was committed to me. And for him, he wouldn't be there if that relationship wasn't done. Going through it, however, is still very difficult. It was very uncomfortable. It was a situation I've never been in and I hope to never be in again. However, I can have compassion for everyone involved in that situation. And the way I chose to handle it was just support Joe in whatever way he needed, us to be open and honest with each other throughout the process on how we were feeling. And just put all my energy and focus onto him, because Kendall coming down did not change my feelings for Joe. And yes, it definitely tested our relationship in a very unique way, but I admired how he handled the situation, both how he treated myself and Kendall. And it just kind of made my feelings grow stronger for him. And I would say, looking back, it strengthened our relationship.
I would say we not only admire Joe, but we admire you, Serena, for the way that you handled the situation with Kendall. I mean, not every day are you living with your boyfriend's ex.
Yeah, no.
How do you even fathom that? How do you deal with that?
I mean, yes, she's Joe's ex, but she's still a person. She's still a human being who... is on that beach and has every right to be there, just like I do, just like Joe does. And I mean, I wouldn't say we're best friends, but I mean, we were polite and we were friendly, and that didn't necessarily mean that we were like having breakfast together in the morning, but she did her thing and I did my thing. And yeah, I mean, I think we handled it the best we could. It's uncomfortable.
I think, like Mike said, I mean, we wanted to give you your flowers for, again, handling it so well. I mean, somebody in your position could have gone off the rails and tried to, you know, get in between them, maybe get jealous. But you basically laid back and you let everything happen, right? Like if they were going to get back together, or, you know, if he was going to go back with Kendall, that was a decision that he was going to make. And you were okay, I feel like, with, hey, if that happens, then he wasn't meant for me, right? But if he comes back, like he did, and is communicative, like, speak on that. Like, speak about how amazing he handled that situation, and like the respect a man can acquire from a woman by doing that. Because we were actually comparing and contrasting your love triangle, in essence, with Ivan, Aaron, and Chelsea's, and how that totally went wrong because of the miscommunication and the lies and all that, and that just went south. Yeah. Like, talk about how women respect that so much in a man when they're actually honest and communicative and are able to be vulnerable like that.
Yeah, I think it's something that is so huge in a relationship is communication. And it takes effort and it takes work. You have to be aware of the other person's feelings and be willing to communicate with them. And I think Joe and I communicating about his past relationship and how it could affect us if Kendall did come down before she arrived helped. And I think that constant checking in and communication and honesty while she was present on the beach was huge for us. I mean, he came and pulled me aside after their first conversation and was just very honest with me about, this is the situation, this is the reality of it. And it was tough. It was really difficult to, you know, go through that, and it was easy to get in your head.
Absolutely.
But my mindset was like, I really like you, and you're sitting here telling me that you want to continue to pursue this relationship. So as long as your actions continue to show that, I'm also willing to pursue this relationship, and I'm going to trust your words, and I'm going to hope that your actions match them. And they did. They continuously did. He prioritized our relationship. He reassured me. He communicated with me. He checked in on me. And those were such attractive qualities. Like, I was like, these are qualities that are proving to me that outside of this, if we go through a difficult situation, he's going to be present in the relationship and we're going to actively work through it together. And I said to him, you know, if anything changes, if you are conflicted, if your heart is pulling you to Kendall, that's okay, but you need to be honest with me about it, because I'm not going to sit here and, you know, compete with your ex-girlfriend if you're, you know, you're being pulled in a different direction. And I really trusted that he would. And I to this day believe that he would have done that if he felt that way. So yeah, I was just very comforted and attracted to the way he treated me and handled that situation.
Serena, you said how you continue to talk about how much that situation was attractive to you. But on the flip side of that, I want your thoughts on this. It's, to me, showing an extremely attractive when the girl I'm talking to handles the situation in that manner, right? That shows and tells me so much about the girl that I'm dating. And I'm sure Joe, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, Brian, but I'm sure Joe was extremely attracted to you, Serena, in that situation.
Vice versa. I think it was the epitome of maturity on all fronts.
It was not an MTV situation, for like that. I'll say it, right? It was class personified. I've said it once before. We said it on here before. That's how you have a staying relationship. You know, a situation that is not ideal, but you talk about it before, during, and after. Like you said, he checked up on you. And then you, Serena, were giving Joe the confidence that he needed and the reassurance that he needed that he was going around about the right steps. So it truly is, it takes two to tango, truly.
Amen. Amen. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And I mean, kudos to Kendall for staying out of the way, essentially. Like, she laid back
that whole situation
and let that happen
great
as well. So yeah, I don't think it could have gone either, like, better.
Now, if there was ever like a highlight reel of how relationships should work, y'all's triad would be a part of that highlight reel.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just three people in a very challenging, uncomfortable situation doing their best to handle it as best they could.
And there hasn't been no like IG stuff since, about like no ego, nobody trying to get, you know, like we see sometimes from time to time people from the show, they take advantage of the situation, right? And I'm not gonna say no names, I just bit my tongue, right? But certain people will do certain captions from the night of that show to, you know, just egg people on. And none of y'all have done that.
Troll.
You say?
Troll.
Yeah, troll,
basically.
That's what I was looking for.
Well, I mean, Brendan was trolling.
Yeah.
with his pick,
since deleted pick. But did your mama be, was she happy, like, watching you? Like, what was your mama thinking?
Yeah, I mean, my mama goes into, like, defensive mama bear mode and just wants to make sure that I'm, like, watching me cry, I know was really hard for my parents. They never want to see me sad and upset and know that, like, they weren't there to comfort me. They're super protective and caring people. But I think that they were proud of how I handled it. I mean, seeing that I was struggling and, you know, knowing that it's been difficult to watch back at times. And, you know, I think they're proud that I kept my cool and that it's not always easy for me to be honest about my feelings, and to know that even when Kendall came down, I didn't run away from the situation, that I was able to express my feelings for Joe and say, like, I'm going to stick through this because I trust you and I really care about you and I want to see where it can go, for me is something that I probably couldn't have done a couple years ago. The whole situation probably would have spooked me a little too much. So I think it's just a testament to how strong my feelings were for Joe. And yeah, just, it's
the communication between you guys.
So Serena, we have to talk about, you know, the reason that Joe and Kendall broke up, from what I know, right? Obviously, you know more, but from what I know, what we as viewers know, is that basically came down to logistics, a few other things, but then some logistics as well. You and Joe don't live in the same city, don't live in the same state. Have you guys discussed that? And are there plans?
Yeah. So I think you will see a little bit of a conversation that we had on Tuesday night. But it was an extensive conversation that we had multiple times about, if we leave here, what is this going to look like? Because we don't live in the same city. and we don't even live in the same country. So we kind of need, it's not just gonna like fall into place. Like there needs to be plans put in place and actions are need to be taken. So a couple things, ideas, plans that we put tentatively on the table at the time where we talked about potentially doing back and forth between Toronto and Chicago, 50-50 split, and then eventually deciding, you know, which one worked best for us.
Both great cities.
Yeah, both great cities. Like I've been to Chicago before. It's a beautiful city. I was like, Joe, Toronto's very similar. That way we can kind of get best of both worlds. And maybe you fall in love with Toronto. Maybe I fall in love with Chicago. Another city we discussed, which Joe has always wanted to live in, New York. He's like, his heart is in New York City. And the thing that I liked about New York was that it's kind of like a neutral ground. So we're both leaving our family and friends and coming together and kind of building a foundation
for both sacrificing
together. Yeah, exactly. Versus being like, why don't you pick up, you know, Joe, I want you to pick up your whole life, leave all your family and friends and come live in a city in Toronto that you've never been to before. I liked the idea of it being kind of a neutral ground. And then, you know, maybe we go back to Chicago and have, you know, like there, Toronto or...
I mean, speaking from experience, Rachel and I did that as well. I mean, we came to LA, she's from Dallas, I'm from Miami. We both left our family and friends like you're talking about. And, you know, we moved to LA. So I like that whole neutral city. So that way both of you are sacrificing, but you're not sacrificing all the way 100%.
My conversation with Joe on the beach was, I don't really want to leave the East Coast if I don't have to, because I would like to maintain that proximity to my family where it's still a short plane ride away to be with them.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to do what's best for the relationship. So if that means a work opportunity comes up in Chicago and it's best for you, then it's best for us. Or if I'm really struggling and I need us to go back to Toronto for the year, then you're willing to pick up and make that move. Things aren't always going to be 50-50, but doing what's best for the relationship.
Bro. Who is this woman? The casting directors like, did a phenomenal job casting you.
This is like relationships 101 right here.
Yo, you are amazing. It's awesome to listen to you speak about relationships. Like,
thank you.
Just genuinely.
But also, Mike, like we talk about all the time. I mean, timing is everything. Yes. Like if you think about what led to this exact moment, I mean, maybe Joe did have to go what he went through with Kendall to get to this point of maturity where he could talk to you this way. And then Serena, whatever you went through with, whether it be Matt or your previous love life, you guys just came together. You're showing absolute maturity at the right place at the right time. And I love it. I love
Ryan,
to see
you know
it.
Why I started laughing right quick, bro? Because Joe is 35, right? I'm 33, but I'm about to have a birthday. And Serena, you're 23, right?
Yeah.
I was just laughing. I'm like, man, there's still a chance for me out there. I can get somebody. Like, I still got like... Because I've been thinking, man, I'm getting old over here, bro. Like,
no,
you got time. You got time. Mike, I went on the show at 37. Right? Fair, so fair, you got fair. Time. But wait, you mentioned something, Mike. You brought something up. Joe's 35. Serena, you're 23 or 24 now?
I'll be 24 in October. So I'm still 23.
So
happy early birthday.
So talk to me about your past love life. Like, did you ever date a guy more than 10
never,
years older than you?
Never. And I never.
You're hooked now. You're hooked now, though.
Never.
Like, when I found out he was 35, my heart sunk a little bit.
You're like, how am I going to tell my mom and dad?
I did. I was like, oh my God, you're 11 years older than me. I was like, do you know how old I am? Because I'm a lot younger than you.
I'm going to speak for the older gentleman, okay, that. We show up, we show
I'm not
out,
saying
obviously,
you're
you know.
Old, I'm just saying you're older than me.
Yes.
As long as this is a rule. You're a person you date, and your parents cannot be in the same decade.
Yeah.
I agree with like, that. That's kind of.
Penny and Mari would say differently.
Well, all right. So, be honest, right? I'm the single one out of the two of us, Brian. I hollered at this girl on. I vowed not to do no more DMs, by the way. Blame my roommate Connor for making me start DMing. I'm not doing that no more. I hired this one girl. I didn't know how old she was. And I just like, you know, her aesthetic or whatever. And she would start talking. And she's like, you know how old I am? I got scared immediately. She tells me how old she is. She's 23 as well. And she was 22 at the time. She's 23 now. And I'm like, Jay-Z and Beyonce got like 12 years. What you mean?
It's true. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are 11 years too.
Look, I ain't got that kind of money.
I'm telling you. Older is the way to go. Am I right or am I wrong, Serena?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna give me older shit. So,
I mean, 23 years old, Mike. Again, kudos to her. I mean, you got a good head on your shoulders. Like, I feel like you are mature beyond your years.
23.
Yeah, no.
I'll give a shout out to my parents on that one.
Age truly is only a number because maturity isn't about an age, right? We all know that maturity comes from experience and just how we interact and introspective about different things. Because we have Brendan and Piper's situation. And Brendan is older as well. And I believe Piper's older than you also. And kind of just, I know that you and Piper were on the same season together. Have you and Piper spoken since then? And what are her feelings right now?
Piper and I haven't spoken since then. Piper and I were on the same season of The Bachelor, and then obviously yes. We're on Paradise together. But The Bachelor world's a big world, and I have, you know, a couple people that I keep in touch with on a regular basis that I check in with, FaceTime, text, all of that. Piper and I had friendships, but it's just not that constant communication between us. So I actually haven't spoken to her directly since she left Paradise.
What do you understand?
What did you think about that whole situation? I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I built a strong friendship with Natasha being on the beach in Paradise. You know, her and Joe host a podcast together. So she was a great friend to me. I confided in her a lot because I did trust her being a friend of Joe's, just about our relationship and all of that. And I just think she's a wonderful human being. So seeing her get hurt and watching it back and being privy to all of these moments and conversations that, you know, you don't hear about, sometimes you don't even know are happening. It's shocking, to say the least. And my heart goes out to Natasha. It was, it's a tough situation overall. And I think that Brendan and Piper removing themselves from the beach to pursue their relationship on their own and give Natasha that space to be able to hopefully find her person was the right decision.
I'm saying it first. Look, somebody's going to bring this up in 20 years, 30 years. You going places.
Thank you.
You're going places.
Thank you so much.
Serena, how do you feel if, like, Brian and I are talking, like, you over here is talking, like, yo, I'm trying to go on Paradise. I'm trying to get more followers. I'm trying to get on Us Weekly. I'm trying to get in some tabloids, some magazines. Things that were said. How do you feel about that?
Clout, yeah.
I mean, I think that the point of Paradise, when you come down, the main reason you should be there is because you're open to finding love. That is.
And you're single.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would think that would be a given.
Exactly.
And if you're not there with your heart open to find love, if you're not there to explore relationships and give various people a chance and really give yourself to the process of Bachelor in Paradise, then you're not there for the right reasons. I mean, there's very few rules of Paradise, but I think one of the rules is you come down single and open to find love. I understand that in this world, like, followers exist and all of that other aspect of it does exist, but that shouldn't be the intention of going on this show, because that's how people like Natasha, who have genuine intentions and truly want to find someone, get hurt.
So genuine. Yes.
Absolutely.
To me, that was the bad part, right? The bad part was dragging my sister, Natasha. Mm-hmm. I care less if somebody wants followers, right? I get it. You want to be an influencer, make some money. I feel you. No big deal. But to do it and drag somebody and to say things under your microphone, that was, like, beyond blasphemy for me in that regard. How do you feel? I want to get all your thoughts on this, because I didn't go on Paradise. I wasn't asked, but there was a reason I didn't go, and it was because I ain't trying to be in nobody's drama. I'm scared that if I opened up to somebody, I'm scared to have been Natasha, to be quite honest. And I applaud her so much for her strength to do that. Do you feel that it's okay to be DM with somebody that's also going to be on the show? Even if you are open to whatever, but you have already kind of went on dates with somebody, is that okay with you? Or you think it should be, like, clean slate, I never talked to you before. I may have seen you at some function, but that was about it. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think it's hard to say. Like, you can run all these scenarios of like, oh, well, if we went on one date, is it okay? If we went on two dates, is it okay? If you want to date that person, just date that person. If I had met
someone, people in bed.
Do it outside of paradise. Do it outside of paradise.
Yeah, I mean, if I had met someone, like if I met Joe, if I came on his podcast and then he reached out to me and then we went on two dates and I was like, I think this could be my guy, I probably would have said, let's not go on paradise and let's stay here and date. Frankly, I would say it's a lot easier to date in the real world.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. 100%.
So yeah, that's my philosophy. I don't really know. It's still to this day, I feel like I don't know the extent of that situation. I don't fully understand what went down. But at the end of the day, if you're not single, if you want to date someone, just don't come to paradise.
Yeah. And your guy, Joe, you know, once he caught wind of what was going on in that situation, he stepped up in a big way. I mean, we're talking about grocery store Joe and his disgruntled females. Okay. You guys basically walked over and let him know how you were feeling and that you thought they shouldn't be on the beach anymore. Like, talk to us about that, about Joe and him stepping up and confronting the situation like that.
Yeah. So a little behind the scenes of that day from my end. I had food poisoning that day. So I was super, super sick, which is why you didn't see me in any of that or anywhere around that. So the show was kind enough to let me like take some medication, sleep, rehydrate, and come down later on in the night. So by the time I got down there, the entire situation with Joe and the women confronting Piper and Brendan and Piper and Brendan sending themselves home had started and finished. So I watched it for the first time along with the rest of the world. I mean, I'd heard about it, but I missed the entire thing.
Okay, it was my mistake. I thought you were part of the path.
Yeah, she wasn't part of it.
Correction. She was not part of the quote unquote disgruntled females.
I wasn't part of one of the females.
That we did get an epic meme out of that though. I love it.
Oh my god. One meme. Multiple.
Good memes.
I love that. Talking about Joe again, Serena. You and Joe, you know, share those words. Te amor. I love you. Which was big, right?
Te amo.
There you go. Like I'm about to learn Spanish, bro. Te amo. I love you. Was that a big deal for you? And I'll elaborate on that.
Yeah. I believe I said this, I think they showed it in the episode, but telling Joe that I was falling in love with him was so scary. Like I was freaking out that whole day because I had that chat with Wells in the morning and, you know, Joe and Wells are close. He'd seen our relationship evolving. And I was definitely feeling those feelings, especially that day, but I was just so scared that I didn't think I was going to be able to tell him yet. And he had set up this like really romantic setting and he was always doing sweet things like this. We had like the pillows and the roses and the candles and we were talking and I just remember being like, this would be such a lovely moment to tell him how I'm feeling. And I want to tell him, like, I want to share that with him. But I mean, I was so nervous because I really didn't know what he was going to say back. Neither of us are very expressive on a daily basis about our emotions. I knew he really cared about me. I knew we had a strong relationship, but the situation with Kendall coming down and him having to, you know, I don't want to say deal with that because it's a negative way to put it, but for lack of a better word, he was pursuing my relationship while also facing his past relationship. I was just nervous that might've meant like I was ahead of him. I didn't know. So yeah, like I'm like nervous even like telling this story. Like that's how nervous I was to tell it.
Mike, it's like look at our smiles. Like we love love and you guys are cute as shit. I ain't gonna lie. Like you guys like when that went down and then like you didn't expect it and then he said it, I mean, your face was everything. Like what were you feeling in that moment when you heard those words?
I was just feeling unbelievably reassured and validated and just so excited that we were on the same page and everything I was feeling, he was feeling too. And I know that he was shocked that I said it. Like, he was, when I was like, I want to tell you something, like, he was like, that was the last thing I expected to come out of your mouth. Because, like, wow, you were very hard to read sometimes, and we've just been going through all of this stuff, and he was like, but I'm so happy you said it, and yeah, I was excited too. I was proud of myself for, you know, taking that risk and sharing my emotions, and it was just such a beautiful moment in our relationship. I mean, I was really excited to be able to watch that back and relive that.
I'm so happy for you. Thanks. Can you, Serena, talk to the audience when they say that you can't find love on reality TV? Like, what are your thoughts when someone says that?
Good question.
I mean, I think you can find love in a lot of unusual places. I don't think there's a normal way to find love. I think saying it comes when you least expect it is so true. And I think Bachelor in Paradise really allowed me to allow myself to fall in love. And I think if you give yourself to that and you push yourself and you allow yourself to stay open and vulnerable, you can find love on reality TV, because as much as people are seeing this edited version, you know, I lived that. I lived that every day, morning to night. Like, that was my reality at the time. And, you know, you're seeing snippets of the drama and all these heightened moments, but my day-to-day was just focused on my relationship and building that.
Yes.
Serena, compare and contrast, like, put yourself out in the real world. Let's say you were dating somebody like Joe in the real world, and, you know, you both had jobs, you had careers, you guys were busy, you had your phone, a lot of distractions, right? Take the audience into how deep you get in paradise emotionally, because I feel like you are light years ahead compared to if you were in the real world. That might take 6 months to kind of basically bring those emotions out. But on paradise, it's like it's hot and heavy really quick. And you guys were able to express those emotions. Like, compare and contrast how dating in the real world is compared to dating on paradise.
Yeah, I can fully understand why people struggle to understand it, because it's so unique. And unless you live it, it is hard to fully understand. But you're basically living with this person right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. You're in crazy uncomfortable heat. You're not sleeping. I had food poisoning. Joe had food poisoning. His ex-girlfriend is down on the beach where they met. Like, you are dealing with these unbelievable obstacles. Like, people that think it's this wonderful free vacation, like, I was at my worst at some days. Like, I'm sweating. I have no makeup on. I have eaten like 10 chicken nuggets and I haven't slept in 3 days. Like, it is.
You know, the love is real.
Very real. Like, you are seeing people at their worst. You are putting yourself in these uncomfortable, unusual dating situations where you're being tested. You're spending sometimes 21 hours a day consistently with this person. I mean, you really get to know someone, and all you do is talk. You don't have phones. You're not on Instagram. You're not talking to your friends, like, in the outside world about them. I mean, you're literally just talking to this person all the time about, and the goal at the end of it is to see, are we strong enough to leave here together? So you're not afraid to ask those hard questions, because when it comes down to it, if you don't, your relationship, you're going to get to the end and not really know what decision to make. So you're trying to figure out, like, is this person right for me? Not only is it going to work here, is it going to work outside of here? I mean, it's the most bizarre situation ever, but, like, it does work.
Definitely so. I think, like, paradise might be, if you stay from the beginning to the end, maybe equivalent to 4 or 5 months.
Oh, they say like a day is a week, and I would 1,000%.
Okay. Yeah, like emotional expenditure, I guess you want to call it.
And that's, psychologists say, because it's the same within the military world. If I were to deploy with you or Brian, and, you know, we have a two-man deployment, our relationship is that much stronger because we went through something traumatic together. We went through something crazy together. Seeing your ex on the beach while I got to deal with it, then watch you, that's a traumatic experience that you guys have dealt with together and made it out on the other side.
Yeah, you can make it through that. It bonds you for sure.
Well, Serena, before we let you go, we got to ask, what's next for you?
What's next for me? Next for me, I mean, the show is a lot to go through, both filming and watching it back. So it's been incredible and unique and wonderful. And it's also been difficult. And just finishing the show, taking a big deep breath, focusing on myself, my goals, my routine, just traveling and going back to kind of living my life to the fullest. Because I feel like the show is amazing, but it's consuming in a way. And just being able to kind of be like, all right, it's done. I can breathe. And yeah.
There you go.
Figuring it all out from there.
Yeah, I think I want to do something, Brian. I want to start it with you, Serena. If we have you on 1 year from today, what is the one goal that you would love to have accomplished?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, okay. I feel like my life is really up in the air and unpredictable right now. So in a year from today, I would like to be settled in a location, in an apartment in a city that I love, working and feeling settled. I feel very unsettled right now because there's just so much change happening in all aspects of my life, both personally and professionally. So a year from now to come back on here and be like, I've accomplished these goals and I feel really happy and I feel really settled, that would be the dream for me.
All right, Serena, we love you so much here. Can't wait to have you back on next year so you can tell us how settled you are and what's coming next for you. We love you. You were wonderful.
Pleasure to have you on, Serena. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, guys. It was awesome to be here.
All right, take care.
Yo, that woman. That's a woman, bro.
I mean, 23, bro.
Bro, that's a woman. Every question that we asked her, she was intentional, thoughtful. I mean, Joe, boy, you better not mess that up.
Yeah, no, I just, I really enjoyed that interview. You could just see she's happy. She seems happy. Yes, like she's got, the future is ahead of her. It's great things on the horizon from what it seems like to us, the way, you know, her body language and just how she was smiling.
She was so giddy when we were talking about, I love you, right?
Joe
said it.
Yeah.
She was so giddy. It was awesome to have her.
Those are the types of relationships like I'm watching on TV. I know you, like I just sit there and I kind of smile when it's going down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so cute. I love them together.
No, we love love here, man.
And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode.
You know, we always love to hear your opinions, your stories, and your insights. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow, message us on social at Talking Out BM on IG. That's Talking Out B as in Bachelor, N as in Nation on IG. Batch Nation on Twitter and Batch Nation on Facebook. And as always, baby, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and listen to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast right now. And don't DM me no more until you hit that subscribe.
Don't do it.
Play out.